Hi, I'm Doug Floro, President and Certified Financial Planner at MFB Wealth Management. In Matthew 25, the parable of the 10 talents warns us that not investing the master's talents because of fear is wrong. Doing nothing can be a sin.
So what are the consequences of doing nothing?
In this parable, the first thing we see is that the Lord is not pleased. The one talent is taken away and given to the one that has 10 talents. Finally, the unprofitable servant is cast into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Wow, that sounds harsh.
It certainly does. Now, none of us is a perfect steward, but if you feel like you are just coasting along and it's time to make some changes, please call our office at 215-723-8999.
MFB Wealth Management, 215-723-8999, on the web at mfbwm.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, member FINRA SIPC.
Good morning and welcome to Balanced Life. I'm Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts, and this morning we welcome Doug Floro. Doug is a certified financial planner and president of MFB Wealth Management. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Renee. It's great to be with you.
Yes, thank you for being here. Glad to have you. For those who do not know, Doug is an investment advisor representative and offers securities and advisory services through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated and is member of FINRA and SIPC. So good morning, Doug. I'm very curious. Well, first of all, I love MFB, my father's business. I have to say it's one of my favorite names for a business.
Yeah, it really has a dual meaning. The one meaning is from Luke 2:49, where Jesus says, "I must be about my father's business." And it's also always been a dream of mine to have a family business. Family's so important. We also spend a lot of time when we're at work. And if there was just some way to incorporate that in together, I just think of that as being a really good idea for a way to have a good quality family time, labor together, and just spend time together.
So how did you get to where you are today? Tell us your story.
Well, it's an interesting journey. It really started out being blessed and being born into a Christian family. My dad was an executive with a large insurance company in New York, so I had a good solid background in finance and a good solid background in faith and learning the importance of the Bible. And I was wired a certain way. Do you know what I mean, Renee, how people have natural gifts and abilities?
Absolutely.
That sometimes you're just really surprised?
Yes.
Like one thing that really surprises me are people who love doing taxes, but there's people that love doing taxes. I don't love doing taxes, but as a nine-year-old, I would sit and read the financial section of the New York Times to try to figure out where the highest interest rate was, because I had my own little savings account.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'd look at all those symbols and charts and try to figure out what all that stuff meant. And I'm still trying to do that today. But I'm just wired that way. I've just I had a natural gift in that area. And, you know, you can learn things and there's natural ability. Part of my testimony, if I can put it that way, is when I became a teenager, I walked away from all those things. I walked away from my family and their values and my natural ability in finance and from faith, and just wanted to do things my own way. And needless to say, that didn't work out so great, but God had his hand of protection over me. And then when he opened my eyes to the truth, he also began to restore some of those natural abilities that he had given me. And I was given an opportunity to work for a Christian financial firm in Berks County. And I learned not only the importance of good stewardship, but also the practical part of what happens when somebody's trying to save for a college education, trying to save for retirement, of how to stay retired, and have a good balance in their life with their finances. There's a lot of different things that are pulling on us. 5 years ago, we opened the doors of MFB Wealth Management. I have family members involved in the business, so it's kind of that dream come true. And one of the greatest things is just the clients that we get to meet and get to work with. And we have a common biblical view of what's important in life, and that means a lot.
Absolutely. If you think of how many people have strayed in their teenage years, and thankfully God does pull us back in, and hopefully we're open to listening to God and hearing what our gifts are and applying those. And I think it's amazing that you're such a strong numbers person. I think I'm more of a visual creative person. So I guess it's that left brain, right brain part of it. And I also feel that MFB Wealth Management, it feels like you've been around longer than 5 years. You're so engrossed in the community and helping and networking and such. It seems much longer than five.
Yeah, that's something that we really take seriously is giving of our time, resources, our talents to the community, to reaching out to people. You know, we all have the same amount of hours in a day. We got the 24/7, 168 hours a week, and there's a lot of things pulling on us. Same thing with our finances. You know, we have a certain amount of income or of resources, but there's always a lot of things that are pulling away at us. My sister-in-law told me years ago that she sorts the mail by pay me, buy me, give me. So obviously, you know, we want to pay our bills, and we do buy things, but you can't buy everything everybody's offering. And a lot of people ask you to give. And that takes some wisdom as to how to balance that out. Sometimes we also need to help our family members. It may be children, maybe grandchildren. It may be our parents, could be a sibling. You know, those are all important things. So we deal a lot with those kind of issues with people, of just trying to have that balance in their lives with their finances.
I think that's wonderful. And I think too many people say I'll pay later. That's not a pile we should probably have, or no, having that plan to properly delve out our resources and things. But you know, today I do want to talk about a balanced life, using our time, our treasure, our talents, and our opportunities wisely. And I think it's wonderful to have you here, and tell us your thoughts on how do people balance their priorities financially?
That's great. Yeah. I've done a lot of studying on it. I've been taught a lot on the subject. I practice it myself. I've seen other people practice it. So we have a certain biblical way of ordering our finances. And I didn't come up with this. I'm not the originator again. These are things that I've learned from other people and from practical experience. But in my life, my first priority is honoring God and putting a portion aside for that. So that's a matter of priority, whether you believe that it should be a certain dollar amount or it should be a certain percentage. I believe we have the freedom to decide that. But to be consistent, I think that's the important thing. Unfortunately, a lot of people get hung up on, I have to do this percentage or this dollar amount, and they fail for a week, and then they just quit. So I think it's important to be realistic and to come up with, people don't like this word, but it's a budget or a cash flow worksheet. Certain words that people don't like, we don't like the word budget. Most people don't like the word diet, you know, and those types of things. But a budget is simply money coming in and money going out. There's only two sides. And whether you have a really tight budget or you don't even think about it, everybody has a budget because everybody has money coming in and money going out. It's just the quality. Same thing with a diet. Let's face it. Everybody's on a diet. A diet is what you eat. It may be high quality. It may be great quantity or little quantities. And you may be totally unaware of it, but everybody's on a diet. So it's the same thing with our finances. Everybody has some kind of budget, whether you're looking at it or not. That first priority really orders everything else. The second priority is to save. Most people don't realize that, but if you do not put money aside for expenses that are coming up short term, put money aside for expenses that are coming up long term, and by that I mean maybe there's a wedding coming up, or you have a child that's going to be going to college or retirement. That's not just going to happen by itself. I really believe in discipline in what we do. And repeating good habits over and over again has good results. Bad habits over and over again, you're almost guaranteed that you're going to fail. So that's part of planning, is to save certain amount of money for short term, certain amount for long term. The next priority is paying your bills. And people say, well, Doug, why don't you pay your bills first thing? Because what often happens, people say, I pay the bills and there's nothing left to save. There's nothing left to give. So if you make a priority of putting something aside for that rainy day, anybody who owns a car or a home knows that surprises come along. You need a tire, you need a heater for your home, and you need to put that aside. So paying our bills is very important. It's part of our reputation. And when you make an agreement, you want to keep your word. The fourth priority, and again, there's five of them if I didn't say that. The fourth priority would be looking out for the needs of others. Having something to be able to give to those in need. And then the last one is luxuries. Again, there's nothing wrong with enjoying some of the good things of life once you've taken care of those other priorities.
Yeah, no, that sounds like an excellent list. And I think if we go back to budget and diet, I think sometimes people feel if they write it down, they then have to be held accountable for it. Yes. And I think some people are afraid of that accountability.
That's true. And I've met with thousands of people over the last 15 years, and there's different ways that things work for people. Mm-hmm. Some people write everything down. Some people use an Excel spreadsheet. Some people use envelopes. Some people use six or seven different savings accounts. If it's working for you, great. I'm not going to say, no, you have to do it this way. But you know what? If it's not working, it's time to make some kind of change and maybe try another system. And again, it's a habit. It's a habit. You just keep building up that habit. For some people, it might be using cash for everything, you know, and that's an interesting thing too. Just to give you an example, we all go, I'm not going to say all, but most people at some point in the month probably go to Walmart or someplace like that. And you go and you purchase some paper towels and some dishwashing detergent. And you see this and you grab it. You go up to the counter. I don't care if you have a debit card or a credit card. When you go and you swipe it, you typically just walk out the door and don't think anything about it. If you're using cash and you open up your wallet, you're going to say, well, how much am I going to have left in my wallet if I buy this stuff? So certainly you're more in touch with a debit card than a credit card because you don't want to run out your bank account. But just using cash can be a good way to keep things more under control.
I think that's scary.
Yeah.
Cash is scary. It seems more painful.
Yeah. Well, our culture is moving away from that.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is marketing, because people spend more money when they use plastic them when they use cash.
Not those marketing people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? They've even found that people spend more money if, you know how you can swipe a card or you can use that smart chip where
yes.
you just wave it? People are even less aware when they just wave it rather than swiping
they
it.
They feel more powerful when they just wave something in the
yeah.
air and it's like they can walk out the store.
Store with most anything, yeah.
I know.
True.
It is crazy. I think it surprises me that people, you talked about saving being number two, but the people that do not have a retirement savings, I don't know if we're living in the now. What is going on with this?
Yeah, that's a great question.
It's surprising.
And to bring it even maybe a shorter time period, working with people that, let's say, are 30 years old, and they have a couple of small children. Retirement is 30, 35 years away. What about college? And they'll look at their 4-year-old and their 6-year-old and go, oh, that's so far away. That 10, 12 years can go in the blink of an eye. And just that little bit of discipline of putting a little aside each month towards that, not only does that help to save, to pay, because I think we all know that student loan debt is a huge problem in our country. There's more student loan debt in the United States now than there is credit card debt.
Oh my goodness,
so,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's a huge issue. Huh. But not only that, you're telling them, yes, you're going to go to college someday. You're reinforcing that, you know, we have this goal and we're being proactive and starting to plan for it. So again, it's discipline. Pensions are becoming few and far between. Mm-hmm. But most employers of any size have some kind of 401k, 403b, or different type of thing. The important thing is to put something away out of each paycheck. And the thing is, if it comes out of the paycheck, people don't miss it. Mm-hmm. Because,
true.
You know, they have their net paycheck and hopefully that's going to grow for them. Mm-hmm. And good companies match part of it and just taking advantage. Just these simple little steps. There's no magic wand. There's no secret formula. It's just repeating good habits over and over again.
Do you think the younger generations do understand the importance of savings and putting away? I mean, these next generations that are coming out of college with that high debt?
I think they're very frustrated. Certainly, the economy has been extremely difficult, particularly since September of 2008. From my world, the markets have come back very well, you know, for people that have remained diversified, invested, and continued to add to their accounts.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been difficult for employment. It's been difficult for, I feel bad for a lot of folks that did everything right and put down a nice down payment, but happened to buy a house in 2006 or 2007. And it puts a lot of pressure because the value of that big asset has dropped and it has not come back. It's come back some.
Some, but not fully.
And it depends upon the neighborhood. You know, real estate's always a local kind of market.
True.
So I feel particularly bad for folks like that, young people who did it right and just because of timing.
Well, hopefully, you know, you're able to help guide them through those challenges also.
Yep.
So what examples can you give us of short-term and long-term goals that would help us?
Sure. A good short-term goal is you have a car that's got 100,000 miles on it, and you know that in the next couple of years that you're going to need to replace that. You start saving for it. Rather than just going from one car payment to the next car payment. For those that are homeowners, I'm a big fan of prepaying your oil. I think a lot of people in our area have oil. I've done that for probably the last 20 years or so. It didn't work out last year because the price of oil went down. But
Out of 20 years, that's not a bad record.
Other year, it's been a good thing because typically oil will go up during the winter. That's another great example of how things can change and you don't expect it.
So true. You can't predict it.
You cannot predict it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's a good example. Paying your car insurance once every 6 months rather than monthly. You save some money on that. Saving up for a vacation. Those are all the shorter, intermediate term types of savings.
Paying your taxes off on time versus deferring those. I think there's some savings there.
Yes, there is. So those are all examples of shorter term savings. Okay. You're always going to have your monthly bills. You know, you're going to have your electric bill and your internet phone package or whatever it is. You're going to have those ongoing expenses, but you know you don't want to be racking those up on a credit card.
Absolutely. Absolutely not. So how about some long-term goals?
Yeah, longer-term goals, again, a great satisfaction for me is seeing a young couple save for their children's college education and get them through 4 years of college without debt. So that's a longer term goal, depending, you know, if you're starting when they're 16 years old, it's a little rough. If you start when they're 4 years old, you know, that's a realistic goal. Obviously retirement, that's a big one. Social Security was never intended to pay for somebody's full retirement. It was always planned to be supplemental. And obviously there's some pressure on the Social Security system. But if you're thinking that that's what you're going to get by on, you're not being realistic. And I know people say, I'll just work the rest of my life. That might not be a choice that you'll have.
Absolutely.
Things happen in life and maybe you won't be able to work.
Are they saying that Social Security will last till 2034? Is that?
Yeah, they
keep
shortening that up. Mm-hmm. And if you look at your Social Security statement, it has a bit of a disclaimer there. It's projecting you're going to get these amount of dollars, but guess what? That might be reduced. My opinion, Social Security's not an impossible or even super difficult fix because they've already made adjustments in it. Years ago, it was at age 65 is when you collected Social Security. A number of years ago, they've changed it now, and most folks now will be age 67 when they can collect full Social Security. I do believe there should be means testing. I'll pick on Warren Buffett. I don't think Warren Buffett should need to collect Social Security. I think there should be some kind of testing in there, and I think that they can fix with some of those changes. As I said, they've already made some changes. The big hole in the ground is Medicare and Medicaid. Because if you look at the increase in expenses in those items, the aging of America, the cost of health care, the promised benefits of Medicare, the expansion of Medicaid through Obamacare, we're looking at a much larger hole than Social Security.
Yeah, that's why I think so, too. And with people living longer, I think the average age is in the higher 80s now.
Yes.
So, you know, life expectancy has changed. So it's almost like everything else is going to need to adjust.
Right.
Also, and like you're saying, putting some structure in place, some checkpoints and such. But, yeah, that's all for consideration. And I can only imagine you're able to help everyone in every stage because you have to think younger when you have the kids, you're planning for college. And then when you're in your 40s and 50s, you're paying for college, but you're also saving for retirement. And so it's balancing life all the way through, I think.
It is. And you cannot just put a bunch of numbers in a financial calculator and that's your plan.
Mm-hmm. We can't predict how long we'll live, right?
Exactly. Cannot predict how long we're going to live, and life is full of unexpected changes and surprises. You cannot make a plan that's going to be guaranteed to be successful without any adjustments. You have to be able to make adjustments. You know, I love baseball and sports and things, and you need to make adjustments on the field and in your plan and change your lineup and get different players in there and all those types of things if mm-hmm. you're going to be a manager that's successful.
And also, I think it's constant change. It's re-strategizing every day. That's a big word I use, but I use that professionally. I use it personally, and I use it with God. How are we going to better ourselves each day
right.
and better ourselves for our family? And that can be financially, personally, or professionally. But, you know, giving so many opportunities of time and talents and finances, how do we juggle all this without dropping the ball?
Yeah,
that's
true. A great question. As we go through this journey, I'm just going to pick up on one word that you said, professional. I'm a big believer in working with professionals. Quite honestly, when you're in your 20s and if you're picking out some investments, you know, you've got 40, 45 years, whatever, and something happens, you know, you've got time to make up for it. As you get further down the road, you may not have the time to put into doing the research and the planning or the expertise. And I think it's important to work with professionals. A great example, my son's 21 years old, my youngest son. And he was driving my wife's car, and his buddy was with him. They came back and said, "Oh, you need brake pads. We'll put them in for you if you like, but you just pay for the brake pads." When I was 20 years old, I would have done that. At this point in life, I'd rather pay a professional.
Yeah, absolutely. They can get it done at a faster pace, a more reasonable cost instead of struggle and be much safer. I agree. Doug, please let our audience know how they can get in touch with you to help with any financial needs that they have.
Sure, absolutely. I encourage people to visit our website, which is mfbwm.com. Stands for My Father's Business Wealth Management, mfbwm.com. And call the office anytime, 215-723-8999. Again, we do not charge for initial sit-down in any way. I feel that we can help anybody. We don't work with everybody that we meet, but I know that I can help guide people. So 215-723-8999.
And what is your service area, Doug?
Well, I actually have clients that are in Alaska and in Florida and California, but our sweet spot is the Montgomery County, Berks County, Bucks County, Delaware County, southeastern Pennsylvania.
That's great. You can Skype them. You can probably...
Absolutely. Yes. I do that.
Yes, absolutely. So we are here today with Doug Floro. He's the Certified Financial Planner and President of MFB Wealth Management. We thank you for being here today, Doug. Thank you.
Hey, this was fun. Thank you.
Yes, we thank you for helping us lead a financial balanced life. I am Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing. Thank you.
Be my source, be my life, Jesus.
Our daily lives are a series of choices. Each day, we choose how we will spend our time, our treasure, and our talents. Rather than spending, wouldn't it be better to invest our time, talents, and resources?
These choices will never earn our way into heaven, but our day-to-day choices can have a significant and long-lasting impact on our lives, our families, our churches, and the advancement of His kingdom. I'm Doug Floro, President and Certified Financial Planner at MFB Wealth Management. It is our company goal to serve others by using our gifts and talents every day to help you be a wise steward of God's provision.
If you need discernment with your retirement and inheritance planning, call MFB Wealth Management 215-723-8999.
MFB Wealth Management 215-723-8999 on the web at mfbwm.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, member FINRA SIPC.
A wise and frugal government, which shall restrain men from injuring one another, shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement, and shall not take from the mouth of labor the bread it has earned. This is the sum of good government. taken from Thomas Jefferson's first inaugural address, March 4th, 1801.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found? Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
No. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Working for your liberty right here in Philadelphia. Broadcasting freedom shining light throughout the tri-state area. Streaming freedom shining light from Philly to the nations. 1180 shining forth, we are the Freedom Station. WFYN.
We the People t-shirts, where freedom is always in style. Famous quotes from patriots throughout U.S. history printed on the back of our t-shirts. We do over 25 quotes in a variety of colors. High-quality t-shirts with a meaningful message that make people think. Encourage others by reminding them about patriots of conviction who have gone before us. Order directly from wethepeopletshirts.us. For more information, call 757-645-8878.
Welcome to Balanced Life. I'm Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts. And this morning we have Robin McNamara with Stars and Stripes Forever, who sells thousands of patriotic products all around the country. So good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
So happy to have you here. What a unique business. Oh, my goodness.
Well, thank you. I've actually been doing it for 20 years, and it's really fun.
How did you get started in this business? What made you want to sell patriotic products?
Well, years ago, I had a jewelry business, and I was appointed by Congressman Mike Getch to go to D.C. and write the recommendations that went before the House and Senate pertaining to small business issues. And then around the same time, I got asked to work on a project with Jeb Bush, and the project was actually called Presidency 2, where they were doing like a mock national convention in Florida, and they were having like a straw poll, and all the presidential candidates, this is back in 95, were coming and giving speeches and so forth. And I really loved doing that. And with my jewelry business, I had always done, you know, specialized products for like Irish stores, Scottish stores, and I said, you know, why not do an American-themed store, you know, something that, you know, we'll never go out of style. You know, people in this country will want to buy it. International people that come to visit will want to buy American products and take back to, you know, their countries. So that's actually how I got started. And my very first event that I sold merchandise at was at the Presidency 2 event in Florida. And we did fabulous at that event. And then I started, you know, I opened up stores and then started traveling all over the country, going to Republican and other political conventions all throughout the country and so forth.
I think it's amazing that if we see Made in America on a product, everyone's like, ooh, you know, but really that's the way it should be, I think. And here your product's made in America, and it has American messages. And so what does that involve? Is it t-shirts? What kind of products do you have?
We actually carry literally thousands of different items. And just to be upfront, not all of our products are made in America. Some of our products are, you know, some of the products you have to buy the bodies, you know, overseas, and then you print them in America. We do the very best that we can. It's actually very difficult to sell everything made in America because it's getting harder and harder to find American-made products. And I hope in the future that'll turn around. You know, we do the best that we can and try and, you know, bring as many items that we can in that, you know, are made in America because we want to support, you know, small business owners and manufacturing and so forth. Our T-shirt line is a wonderful line that we do with, you know, all the different presidential quotes on them. And, you know, we have 28 different ones that all have We the People on the front of the T-shirts. And then the back of the shirts, we do 28 different quotes, all by founding fathers, great thinkers, former presidents, and so forth. All really. And the amazing thing about the quotes is they're all really relevant to what's going on in our country today.
So what's the most popular quote now?
Well, we do, like I said, we do so many different ones. One that's very popular is the beauty of the Second Amendment is it will not be needed until they try to take it, which is a Thomas Jefferson quote.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's a really good one. The Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government. That's Patrick Henry. Mm-hmm. So many people right now are, you know, concerned that, you know, our leaders aren't following the Constitution. And, you know, it's so important that, you know, our leaders do read the Constitution and try and follow it.
I think our shirts are like billboards. And I think this is a terrific reminder of what our founding fathers have started and have given us and bringing us back as Americans back to that patriotic feel. Because I feel at one point in our country, we lost that, or even some people feel we're still lost. So I think that's really wonderful. Do you have anything else other than T-shirts? Do you have other products?
We sell like tons of patriotic ties. We do patriotic pet products. We do food items. We do military items. We do political items with all the candidates' names on them for the upcoming election. We do home decor. We do beautiful artwork. If it's, you know, patriotic, pretty much we carry it. Or if it's, you know, the branches of the military or political items, we just have a huge array of, you know, merchandise.
Can people buy that online, or they have to be at an event?
Our T-shirts are available online, and our website for our T-shirt line is www.wethepeopletshirts.us. Okay. And some of our other products are not available online. Those, you know, we sell at the various events and so forth, but those, you know, some of our other items will be available online in the future as well.
And do you have a store?
Yes, we're based out of Colonial Williamsburg, Virginia, and we've been there since 2002.
Oh, that's great. I love Williamsburg. What a great place to have a store like this located. That's great. Where are you in Williamsburg?
We are at 6623 Richmond Road, okay. And we're, you know, real close to the historic district there.
Oh, I love that. So that's great. People can purchase online or have them shipped all over the country. So that's really neat. So tell me about the time that you worked with Jeb Bush. I find that very interesting. It's amazing where, you know, God leads us in a certain direction. And I feel like you were meant to do this. But how was it working with Jeb Bush?
Jeb Bush is actually a wonderful person. I ran into him about a week or two ago, and I was telling him, he was actually overlooking at my We the People T-shirts, reading them all. And it was funny because I said to him, I said, you probably don't remember this, but I said, I actually got started in my business when I was helping you work on a project. And he's like, you know, he was pretty amazed, you know, that I started, you know, and what an impact he actually had in my life as a small business owner. And I know Jeb actually has always been very pro-small business. He was a wonderful governor in Florida. I actually did a lot of his campaign merchandise when he was running for governor, you know, the two terms that he ran for governor. And so I did a lot of his campaign collateral back then as well. but just, you know, awesome, awesome person he is. And I think that he will actually be a wonderful president, you know, if he becomes our nominee.
Yeah, wouldn't it be neat to have all your shirts on all the candidates at the debate? That would have been. That would have been neat. And then they all could have turned around and given their quote. And we need to get the whole audience dressed. You can tell I'm in marketing, you know. But
Ted Cruz bought my shirt. If we lose freedom here, and there's no place to escape to, this is the last time on earth, the Ronald Reagan quote. So actually, a lot of the presidential candidates actually do have my shirt. So, and they love them. So
I was going to say the goal would be to have a quote from each president or past president or, you know, the candidates and things like that. And all that's very profound. Yeah, very profound. No, I think that's wonderful. And really, you know, we're wanting our political party to fight for small businesses. I think that's a great story that you have. The entrepreneurship that comes with our country is something that makes us strong. And I think it's great that you're putting messages out in a small way, but ends up having a big impact.
We're trying to teach history through T-shirts. And it's amazing when you wear our shirts, how many people will stop you and ask you, where did you get that shirt? And it actually creates conversation with people. And it makes people think about, you know, how our country was founded, you know, what direction our country, you know, is headed in now, and how we need to get back to, you know, our founding principles.
I would think so. I mean, I think that would be great for history classes and colleges and schools and being able to share these small messages. So I definitely see, yeah, it's more than just a T-shirt, and it's even more than just a message, but it's like our history.
Right. And I will tell you another thing I forgot to say, which was really fun thing that we did. The Grove City College in Pennsylvania, they actually used my T-shirt as like kind of one of their classes, and they helped me develop my website. It was really fun to, you know, work with the students there and kind of get their feedback. And, you know, the kids are so up on, you know, all the social media stuff and, you know, all the stuff that, you know, us older business owners aren't as informed about. But it was really fun to kind of work with them on this project that, you know, we did with our T-shirt line. So
I think
was kind of neat, too.
I think that is neat because you're pulling in the next generations, the millennials. Mm-hmm. And, yes, it's not just us and the baby boomers that care about what's going on in this country. So I think that's wonderful. I think you could make an impact as many of the universities and colleges all across the country. So.
Yeah, and they're actually going to help me. We're doing I'm working on a project with them this fall as well, that we're actually doing a political website with all the candidates, you know, merchandise for all the candidates. And I'm going to be working with the college students again. And it's just a great opportunity. And, you know, they learn from me. I learn from them. And, you know, it's just really fun to, you know, be able to, you know, like you said, just, you know, kind of reach out to the younger generations and, you know, teach them, you know, things about small business as well.
So true. I mean, it keeps it interactive, not only person to person, but generation to generation. And it promotes engagement. And like you said, it just starts the conversation, which, you know, so many are afraid to do so. So I think that has so many deeper meanings than just a print item. So now, do you design the shirts yourself, or do you have input from these other groups and organizations?
We do a lot of the designing ourselves. And we research a lot of the quotes that we do on our T-shirt line. And then a lot of our other products that we do, we also, you know, have custom made for our stores. And because it's getting kind of harder and harder to find specific products and so forth. So a lot of it does have to be custom made.
Yeah, I was wondering if you had any customization. And obviously, I guess you have men's, women's, children sizes and things like that. Do you have scarves and jackets and those type of things?
We sell a lot of ladies' scarves. We have a lot of different patriotic jackets. We do, you know, ladies' sweaters, You know, we do nice ladies, like crystal t-shirts and hats and, you know, so forth, and ties. We have about probably close to 100 different patriotic ties and bow ties and just really anything you can imagine. And we did a whole product line. We actually had rescued a store. A cat came to our store one day and ended up living in our store. And we developed an entire pet line, and all the proceeds from our pet line goes to help feral cats in the community.
Oh,
and
that's great.
So then we kind of started an adoption program, and we'd have customers that would come in, and they'd end up adopting some of our cats that we'd rescued. And so it's funny how you kind of fall into doing different things. But
oh, that's great. See, God led that cat to your store. See?
Right.
No, that was meant to be... What's his name?
His name is Liberty.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love it. I so love it.
So
oh,
fun.
That's a great story.
He's a pretty
story.
Famous kitty.
Oh, I guess so. Yes. You have to use Liberty to speak through that social media. The millennials will love that.
Right.
Kids love that. No, I think that's great. Aligning with charities, again, that goes hand in hand with small mm-hmm. businesses, and people love their animals. I think, you mm-hmm. know, 30% of the population is animal lovers, and they're passionate, mm-hmm. and you're also giving back, which pays forward. So I think that's wonderful.
Right.
So you said you're involved with, conventions and those type of events. You can help teachers. How about like military events, that type of thing? I would see a nice fit with that.
We actually carry a lot of different military products. As a matter of fact, I'm actually on my way today. I'm driving to Birmingham, Alabama. I'm going to the AMVET National Convention. And then I'll be doing the American Legion event the following week. But I do several different military events, you know, every year as well. We do most of the, you know, the national conventions and so forth. But and those are a great event for us, too. And, you know, we do air shows. We actually have had a location at different military branches and so forth in Virginia. So we've worked, you know, with the military a lot, you know, in the past. And I just love going to their events and, you know, seeing all the, you know, the former soldiers, or, you know, sometimes we even do the military their reunions and stuff like that, which is also a lot of fun.
Yes. Talk about patriotic and patriotism. That would be very moving, I would think, actually.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's really wonderful. Okay. If you want to give your website again, just so people know where they can purchase your products, that would be great.
Our website is www.wethepeopleT-shirt.us. And t-shirts is just T-S-H-I-R-T-S.
That's a great, memorable name. I love that.
Yeah, it's real fun.
That's a nice...
But the front of our shirts have We the People on them for our quote shirt. So
that's the front, and then the quotes on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. So what else can you tell us about your company, Robin? Tell us a little bit more.
Well, I just kind of felt that, you know, even like the past few years, that I've actually seen a decline in patriotism in our country. And I just really felt like we need to kind of get back to, you know, feeling proud about our country. And I think, you know, the last few years has been really kind of tough on a lot of Americans, that they kind of don't have a good feeling about our country, or that our country might be headed in the right direction. And I just want people to always, you know, regardless of what's going on in our country, to be, you know, proud to be an American, and, you know, to always support our vets, you know, and to respect them, and, you know, and to also get involved in the political process, to, you know, be well-informed, do your homework, you know, look at all the candidates, and just, you know, we just have to be engaged, you know, because if we're not engaged, then our country's going to slip away from us.
It's so true. I mean, we have the best country in the world,
mm-hmm.
and we do have to better appreciate that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's a great message, and it's so true. Mm-hmm. And even if we're discouraged, if we all, you know, we still have to push forward and still try to move this country forward in the best way we can. Mm-hmm. And I love that you give these little reminders here and there, subliminal or not.
Right.
So, but yeah, I wonder why people have gotten so discouraged, you know, and
I think they've just seen so many changes, you know. There's been a lot of changes in a short period of time, and I think people are starting to feel like, you know, they don't have as much say in what's going on in our country as they used to, and, you know, it's people that don't think their vote counts, and it does, you know, and everybody needs to, you know, participate in, you know, the political process and, you know, get involved with local organizations or, you know, military, you know, organizations and so forth, too.
Absolutely. And so many of our vets need, you know, need our help, need our assistance too. Mm-hmm. Support, our prayers, the wounded warriors. That's one mm-hmm. group, but, yes, they just,
yeah, that's a wonderful organization.
It really is. And just showing our appreciation and is, because we wouldn't have our freedoms without them. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Robin, why don't you tell us one more time how we can visit your store or website and order these great products?
Our web address is www.wethepeopletshirts.us. And, or you can come visit us at 6623 Richmond Road in Williamsburg, Virginia.
I'm so excited to have a new store to visit in Williamsburg. That's great.
Yes, we'd love to have you come visit us anytime.
Thank you so much, Robin McNamara with Stars and Stripes Forever, with being with us today. We greatly appreciate it.
Well, thank you again so much.
Thank you for spreading the message that we all need to hear often. So thank you.
Thank you.
Be my life, Jesus.
As stated by Edmund Burke, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing.
We the People t-shirts, where freedom is always in style. Famous quotes from patriots throughout U.S. history printed on the back of our t-shirts. We do over 25 quotes in a variety of colors. High-quality t-shirts with a meaningful message that make people think. Encourage others by reminding them about patriots of conviction who have gone before us. Order directly from wethepeopletshirts.us. For more information, call 757-645-8878.
Kings or Parliament could not give the rights essential to happiness. We claim them from a higher source, from the King of Kings and Lord of all the earth. They are not annexed to us by parchments and seals. They are created in us by the decrees of Providence which established the law of our nature. They are born with us, exist with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. A quote from John Dickinson, 1804.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure, if you want.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
What about a bike ride? No, I want to fish.
Okay.
I've never been fishing.
Honey, we can do it all.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not.
Is it going to be long?
No, sweetie.
I bet it takes forever.
It's not that far.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already? No way! Come on, come on!
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Also, find fun activities to do like boating and biking or camping and hiking, plus much more. It's all right in your naturehood. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
friends. Janet Parshall here, host of In the Market with Janet Parshall. I'm excited about partnering with 1180 AM WFYL to bring you a fast-paced conversation every Sunday. As you listen to In the Market, we'll examine major news stories and issues, equipping you to be bold when voicing truth in a confused and chaotic culture. I look forward to engaging my new friends at 1180 AM WFYL every Sunday at 12:05 p.m. on In the Market.